This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, happy Thursday to you. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Attula Figgy Fig back at the studio because we are at the Houston Methodist Training Center for yet another day of Houston Texans Training Camp 2025. A lighter day out here and definitely a cooler day out here for anybody that is not in the Houston area. It's a little bit of rain came through and cooled everything down, but it also push practice into the bubble today.
Yeah, they were doing some AC practice. Meanwhile,
they're practicing AC.
They're practicing AC. That's a new play. Meanwhile,
That's so dumb.
I'm sitting. My chair's in a puddle of water, and I got wires all over me. So
I'm sure that'll go well.
We'll see how that goes with the electrical currents and the water. But we still had plenty to see out there, but it was nice to be indoors. That's for dang sure.
Always get involved with the program and the ways that are available to you. Of course, the text line, 713-572-4610. Let us know what you're thinking on anything we are particularly talking about. It's worth noting. I know we're going to talk a lot of Astros here. Texans here, but the days are ticking down towards the trade deadline. And mm-hmm. It is getting very interesting for your Astros. We'll talk about that more. We should have B. Scott as usual on a Friday. And then also we will be talking to the defensive coordinator of this team, Matt Burke, here shortly. But before we do any of that, it is a training camp day, and I think we've established a precedent.
Yeah, we have.
We need to get into some passing thoughts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is a Friday, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you say Thursday?
I sure did. I sure did. I don't know what's happening in my brain. Is that the first time anybody's mistaken a Friday for a Thursday?
Dude, yeah, that's the wrong way you want to go. you don't want to go that way. You got to go the other way.
I guess my real Friday is getting out here tomorrow for practice with all the people out there. That's the real Friday.
I actually think it's worse the other way, where you think it's a Friday, but it's a Thursday.
Oh, yeah, no, this is okay.
It's worse, but I'm saying this is
a backwards. Yeah, because when you realize it's a Friday, it's like, oh, okay, that makes you even a little more happier.
Yeah. So first passing thought just occurred to me as I was walking over here from the practice bubble. Helpful hint for all our listeners, you do not want to be downwind from where they are emptying the porta potties. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Woo, baby.
I didn't. Because I don't think I was, I don't know, maybe my olfactory senses are going, because I did not catch that.
We were downwind, and that's just a quickie. But let's get to the Texans here. You mentioned walkthrough and a shorter practice in the bubble, which is why we're going to have Matt Burke here. Really, in about 15 minutes, he'll be joining us live right out of the bubble. But there's a big benefit to the bubble. You see everybody.
Yeah.
And this was really one of our better days, even though it was kind of a walkthrough, lighter drills, et cetera, install, as they like to say. I finally got a really good look at the defense, and there's some passing thoughts that we really haven't covered, just in terms of some of the things that they're doing out there. In fact, let's start with the defense, because we haven't done a lot of that in terms of getting eyeballs on them.
Okay.
You notice Derek Stingley, we always talk about, body transformations and all that. He's bigger. He is a bigger dude.
Huh.
Yeah, he of all the ones that we've seen kind of kidding around with Nick Caserio and stuff, he is in real good shape, but just bigger up top, and I'm curious to see. Maybe we'll ask Matt Burke about that, some of the reasons they might want to do that.
Yeah, because, I mean, of all the positions to, like, get bigger at, I don't know if I think of cornerback as one of those ones where I want that to happen. You still want to have, obviously, that mobility, the speed, but also being that guy on the edge, being able to come up and lay the lumber, as they say, when it's necessary. He does that to some degree. Obviously, you would like to help him out with that.
That's probably
as well.
The reason. Yeah. I know they wanted to work on some tackling, et cetera, with him. So maybe that's it. Another passing thought here, and we'll start with the defense again. Stay with the defense. So I really tried to focus in today. I don't know what you were focusing on. You were on the other side of the field up from me. But I really tried to focus on the interior defensive line, which we talked a lot about in the offseason.
We did.
Haven't had a good look at the interior defensive line. It looks like, and again, this isn't starters or whatever, but in terms of guys that they seem to be relying on in early rotations and stuff. It seems like Tim Settle and Sheldon Rankins are kind of holding down the fort in the middle there.
It makes sense. Like Tim Settle, of the guys that I guess I would consider more of a three technique kind of guy, he is the dude who shined all last season.
Yeah.
We know this. We saw this during the season, and it's been reiterated for me as I've rewatched the 2024 season. Settle was great.
Yeah.
Not just knifing up field and doing it pretty regularly and applying pressure, but then also like being a stout guy as much as you possibly can. I mean, I appreciated Foley. I'm glad he's back on this team, but I think there were some injury issues or what have you. I think the Sheldon Rankins with the ability that he has, the leadership role, that seems obvious that he had the first crack at that. I am interested in seeing, once these pads go on, how effective he is in that role that you're expecting him to hold on to, because he's one of the guys. I know you brought him back in free agency. I know that Will was saying that's his guy. There's still a little bit for me to see on how effective he'll be at that space at this time in his career.
Yeah, and so that seems to be where they're starting. I'm looking at our pet cat list right now.
Oh, we getting a pet cat update?
No, we're not, because none of us drafted him. For those who don't know, we drafted three players each, Figgy, Reggie, and I, and we're going to be, we have our own little bizarre scoring system, and we're going to see who had the most points at the end of the preseason with the pet cats. Nobody drafted this guy, but he seems to be he got a lot of reps with the that front group in the interior defensive line. He seemed to be integral in some of the discussions that they were having up front. Tommy Togiai seems, again, he had a good end of the year. We've talked about that. Keep an eye on that cat. I think they're going to. I think he might have a shot here.
I don't disagree. He had to step up and be a starter in that position a good amount because of the injuries that happened at times to Foley Fatukasi. And so I appreciate him. He held his own. I'd like to see what an offseason did for him in a level of progress. He was definitely one of the positive surprises, I guess, for lack of a better term, last year. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And as you speak of interior defensive line guys, I know that Harris's hits, again, it's one of those things that I would encourage you to check out every day of camp, because John Harris, obviously, just consummate football guy. He's done this a lot, and he gets a level of access that even we, as the assembled media, don't get. Like, he gets to move in places that we don't. He saw a little bit of a spark from Keontae Hamilton, the seventh round pick yesterday in team drills. So that's also, I don't know if he's going to, that's like a name to watch per se, but very much interesting, and a guy that is a low late round draft pick, what he's able to show in his first training camp.
All right. Well, that's a good transition. Speaking of a late round draft pick, to another observation that seems pretty obvious to me. They're always talking about competition, right? Everybody's got to compete. Everybody's competing for a job. Sometimes that's true more at some positions than others. I don't know what you saw out there, but I saw every tight end getting reps with every team. I think it's a true, and that includes, you know, that includes all of them, you know. I think it's a true open, let's see what you got at tight end.
No, I mean, I think that behooves this team. Mm-hmm. I think all those guys have something to show, something to prove, something to develop at, which, I mean, that sounds very generic, but I do think that it means a little bit more with this group. Plus, I'm excited to see what Luke Lachey, I think I've mentioned him a couple of times to you. He might be a not official, but kind of unofficial pet cat for me that I've been interested in. I like his, you know, how smooth he is, but where is he in his development? And if I could piggyback off of this, that also includes fullback.
Yes.
Because Jakob Johnson, who we had a great pleasure seeing pretty up close and personal impromptu yesterday, after practice, everybody had left the field. On this very first field that we're right adjacent to, he's running shirtless, cut up like a pack of ground beef, running up and down, 100-yard sprints up and down. And he's also been utilized as he's running routes with the tight ends. So, I mean, he's got the conditioning that he's working on. I do, and we know kind of the system. We've had enough references to Bill O'Brien, to New England. We know that fullback might be able to get into some passing routes, used kind of like a tight end at times. I think Jakob Johnson is going to be a very interesting space to watch as well, as probably the leader in the clubhouse as a fullback and an opportunity to get into some of those tight end type things.
Well, and again, you're kind of in my head here. Good transition because you mentioned Lachey. One thing I noticed with it's kind of two passing thoughts in one. The first one is they did some 2-minute drill against the clock and spiking the ball and all that. They did some 2-minute drill today. And one thing I noticed, they will line up anyone wide as the widest receiver in the group. Lachey twice was wide left all the way with Christian Kirk inside of him, and then there was some motion, et cetera. I think one thing that we're going to see in this offense, of course, no preseason games yet, but we'll have some live 11 and 11.
I was afraid I missed one.
Tomorrow, which, by the way, they're going to go in pads tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'll be out here. We'll be doing some 11 on 11. Keep an eye on that. I think one of the little twists that they're going to add to the offense is you don't know who's going to be where. You know, Lachey was split wide left. Dalton Schultz was split wide left. I'm presuming the same set on another part of the 2-minute drill. So it's not pick your poison. It's like figure it out.
No, but I think also that leans into a philosophy that has been much talked about, that you're seeing kind of the fruits of that, which is we are going to put guys in their best places to succeed. And I do think that there's times, especially for the likes of Nico Collins and,
matchups.
Getting matchups, advantageous matchups. In fact, we were talking about this on the other side last year, where you see instances where, like, Davante Adams on Halloween, because, of course, that night in that game is burned into my mind against the Jets. You're seeing him getting moved into the slot position where he gets a good matchup, where he can take advantage of whoever's playing in the slot, right? Why not us? Why not the Texans getting a guy like Nico Collins, who can do all the things, into a position where he can go and do those types of things? Or if you're able to catch them out, get a tight end on a cornerback, that is a, hey, put my hand up, I got a mismatch, let me go to work type situation. If you can create those, absolutely you want to do that, because that is your job as an offense coordinator, is to create advantages for your team.
Another couple for you guys here. What we saw so far at practice is just wrapping up right now. We're going to be joined by defensive coordinator Matt Burke very shortly. But another couple here real quick. You know, it can be difficult when you're going no pads, 7-on-7, to kind of get a good grasp of who's doing what. But one thing that you can see is the actual skills on the ball. And, I remember we talked about it last year about this point in training camp. Kalen Bullock just seems to have a knack and the ball skills that are next level. He had two picks today in 7-on-7 that were just outstanding. Kalen Bullock, if he can just continue to build on what he's doing, It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it almost feels like it goes without saying. We understood him to be a ball hawk type of player. We saw it in real tangible practice when it came to the game last year. It's funny, you mentioned it in 7-on-7. I just saw it in the, you know, the ball warm-up drills when we get out there.
He can just go get it.
He's out here, you know, they'll have these guys kind of getting their high knees or what have you as they move, and they'll throw a football at them just to kind of have them actively working, but then, you know, still having their eyes up, hands up, and everything. And he's going the extra mile of, I could catch it with two hands, but here I'm going to do this trick catch or whatever. Sometimes that's just, you know, these guys are being loose, warming out. But also, I'd look at that, I'm like, he has the capability of getting his hands on the football in many different ways, in many different circumstances. And as much as that sounds like just clowning around, I do think that also helps in situations where you might have to go up and try and bat up, or a normal other person would bat a ball down. Maybe he now has an opportunity to take the ball away, and that's clearly been an emphasis.
He can snag it, I'm telling you. Last one for you guys here. You mentioned the wide receiver competition yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know I've kind of been sleeping on him. I don't know about you guys.
Mechie?
No.
Yeah, Mechie.
Justin Watson, just one of those guys. He's been around. He's done it. Reliable. He was getting some run today with the top two groups, and including the first group. Are we sleeping on him?
That's a good question, because I don't know. Like, I feel like I've given him, or at least in my brain, I've given him space where we know he's a known commodity.
Yeah. And maybe that's it.
I think that in training camp, known commodities maybe fall by the wayside of interest, because unknowns are more interesting. They're more intriguing. We're trying to find out about them, as opposed to the known commodities where we can bank on what you bring. And all the things that he brings are things that this team absolutely loves. He's a professional. He does exactly what you expect him to do. He'll get out here in special teams. He has sure hands. All those things. He blocks. All those things are known.
Yeah.
But all those things are still valuable. So I think I still consider those when I start looking at very, very preliminary looks at what the wide receiver room looks like. But I don't know how much I'm going to be constantly looking
at him. I'm not going to say he's going to be a superstar, but he's definitely in the mix.
100%. I completely agree with that. All right, so those are some of your passing thoughts from a relatively light day on a Friday. See how quick I learned?
Look at that.
Friday practice here at training camp 2025 for your Houston Texans. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, already having fun just off of the strength of it being nice and cool out here. And what makes it even cooler in a different way is that we're about to talk to here shortly the defense coordinator of your Houston Texans, Matt Burke. So you want to keep it locked right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.